Hi. Good evening. Tracy's a little delayed right now, so I'm going to be opening us in this hour of Thanksgiving and making petitions before our Lord. And during this time, Tracy has been talking a lot about David and Hannah. And I have been reminded of a time in my life when I personally would call on the Lord of Heaven's armies to come and fight my battles. A few years ago, many years ago, we were going through extreme trials in my life. And it felt like everything was coming against us at the same time. And I learned about Hannah, that Hannah called on the Lord of hosts, the Lord of Heaven's armies, to come down and fight for her. This was a woman who had a personal problem, a barren womb, and she called on the Lord of Heaven's armies to come and fight for her. I'm going to read that prayer. And this is Hannah. And she was in bitterness of soul and prayed to the Lord and wept in anguish. Then she made a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if you will indeed look on the affliction of your maidservant and remember me and not forget your maidservant, but will forgive your maid, but will give your maidservant a male child, then I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life, and no razor shall come upon his head. When I learned this, I started personally calling on the Lord of Heaven's armies in my prayers. I would say, Lord Jesus God, Lord of Heaven's armies, send your angels to fight for my family. God, fight for my girls, Lord Jesus. Fight for my children. Fight for my health. Fight for my husband. And it was in that time that I learned spiritual warfare. Because if you're going to call on one army to come down, another army is going to rise up. So it will get intense and hard for a little while. But that's the intention. That is when, okay, I'm going to stick this out. Because in the trials, as we learned this morning, when she said that David had to go through many obstacles, many situations, lions, bears, the unbelief of his family, before entering onto that battlefield with Goliath. And that's what we need. We need to see that every single one of these trials, these hard circumstances, these situations in our life are God ordained, and they are producing steadfastness. They are producing the character that we want, that we desire in ourselves. And so we need to have that mindset as we go to prayer tonight, of thanking the Lord, thanking him for the hardships, for the trials, for the diagnoses, for the situations that keep us close to him. It is an honor to suffer for the Lord. We need to have the mind that it talks about in Philippians 2, the mind of Christ, who did not consider it robbery. Jesus did not feel like anything was being taken away from him, that he was giving something up to humble himself and make himself of no reputation, to become humble and obedient to the point of death on that cross. And we need to have that mind, saying, Lord, help us, God, to not think that something is being taken away from us, that we are being robbed in some way, Lord, to go through these trials, to have that ministry of reconciliation, to suffer for your name's sake. Help us to suffer well. So let's go tonight thanking the Lord for the trials, and then making petitions for the saints and for Israel and for the things in our lives that God has ordained for us. Let's pray. O Lord God Almighty, the creator of heaven and earth, Lord God, it is beyond comprehension, Lord Jesus, that you, the creator, the sustainer of the universe, hears our prayers. Oh God, when we bend down and pray, Lord Jesus, because the God of the universe bends down to hear us. We thank you, God, that you are near to your people, Lord Jesus. And we do call on you, the Lord of heaven's armies, to come down and to fight for us, God, to fight for our families, to fight for our nation, Lord Jesus, to fight for our children, God, that the enemy has in his grip. Lord Jesus, may we not back down from this battlefield. May we be girded, Lord Jesus. May our minds be prepared for action, Lord. Fill us with your Holy Spirit, God, so that we could have your mind, the mind of Christ, and to see these situations and these circumstances for what they are. It is spiritual, Lord. May we not get so caught up, Lord, in the personal, mundane things, Lord, but be willing to make ourselves of no reputation, God, if it means that we have the opportunity to reconcile people to you. We love you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for these trials that keep us close, God. We thank you, God, for these trials that are producing that steadfastness character, God, that comes no other way. These trials are actually little gifts, God, wrapped up, given to us by you, Lord, to show us that we cannot do this life on our own. We love you. Help us to love you more, God. We trust you. Help us to trust you more. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Lament and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. Father, we come to you. We humble ourselves before you, Lord. Teach us to humble ourselves more, God. In our day, as we go about, Lord, I fill my mind with so much distraction. And I am on my mind so much, God. I am sorry that I place myself on the throne of my life so much of the time. And so, Lord, I ask that you will put a fire in each of our hearts and that you would be on the throne of each of our hearts, Lord, God of hosts, that we will call on you, that we will call on our mighty God to do mighty things, that we will expect mighty things. Lord, God, in our nation that used to turn to you that has turned so far away from you, as far away as they can get. God, call our nation, our people to their knees. Call our churches to our knees, Father, to pray, to seek your face, Lord. God, I pray for this election coming up that your perfect will be done. God, that your people will get out and vote, but also, Lord, just be lifting up the name of Jesus, that you will be honored. And no matter what, Lord, we look to you. We trust you. We know that you are the one on the throne. You will rule and reign just as you please, just as you have said you will. Teach us, Lord. Teach us to pray and to seek your face in these last days. In Jesus' name, I pray.
I heard a quote once that said that the enemy laughs his head off when we're up to our ears in work, but he trembles in fear when we pray. So we just come in agreement with that prayer, Lord, that we need to pray. We need to pray. That's why you've called us here for these 21 days all across this nation to just blanket this nation in prayer. We need to get our eyes fixed back on the Lord of hosts, Jehovah Sabbath. This is who David stood on. This was the name that gave David victory. We talked about that this morning in the battles that he faced. He shows us that as Christians, our battles are spiritual in nature. We do not war with flesh and blood. And we're living in a world as believers that works hard every day to unfit us for the heavenly life. And all our enemy's efforts are aimed at hindering our union with Jesus. We're engaged in a mighty battle, and most of us are not even aware of it and not even engaged in fighting for it. You know, there are plenty of people who'll be used by the enemy to come, like we talked about this morning, come and be used as a vessel to hinder us in our journey with the Lord, hinder us in the work he's calling to us to do. And we saw with David, when his brothers were discouraging him from the battle, he gave a soft answer. He responded with, "Is there not a cause?" And when King Saul doubted his ability and skill, he just gave him facts. You know, there's a quote that Thomas Jefferson said, "It's error alone that needs the support of government. Truth can stand on its own." And that's what David did. He won the battle of words by just speaking the truth, by just giving the facts. And he silenced what the enemy was trying to do through the people around him, through his closest friends and family. Isaiah 54:17 tells us that no weapon forged against us will prevail, and we will refute every accusing tongue. If we stand on the truth, that's why we need to be in the Word of God. That's why we need to be on our knees in prayer. David was victorious because he had his eyes fixed in the right place. He wasn't looking at the giant. He wasn't listening to his family, to the king, the government. He was focused on his God, Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts. His presence for David, for Hannah, and for us is the secret to our joy and strength in this world. So no matter how impossible our situation, we just need to keep our eyes fixed on the one who is strong and mighty, the one mighty in battle. Isaiah 40 says this, "Behold, the nations are as a drop in the bucket and are counted as the small dust on the scales. Look, he lifts up the isles as a very little thing. Have you not known? Have you not heard? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he who sits above the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain and spreads them out like a tent to dwell in, when he will also blow on them and they will wither, and the whirlwind will take them away like stubble. To whom then will you liken Or to whom shall I be equal, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high and see who has created all these things, who brings out their host by number. He calls them all by name, by the greatness of his might and the strength of his power. Not one is missing. Our Lord is known by the battles he fights, by the battle he fought. He had won victory for us over our souls, and he saved us from the sentence of death. Surely he can secure us now. Hebrews 13 says, the Lord is our helper. We will not be afraid. What can man do to us? The people who know their God will display strength and take action, it says in Daniel 11. So we need to take action. And the way we take action in the spiritual battles is in prayer. We know that from Ephesians 6. That's where we fight our battles, not flesh and blood, but in the spiritual realm. That's where we fight. So we're going to give ourselves, as Acts 6 says, continually to prayer. And we've been blessed with this season to unite our hearts all across this nation together with everyone online here at Calvary Chapel Knoxville, on the West Coast at Calvary Chapel Chino Hills. We need to gird our human weakness with divine omnipotence, gird it with strength. We cannot do anything apart from the presence of Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. It's in this place on our knees in prayer where we serve the deepest interests of the church. So we need to pour out our hearts like water and cry out to the Lord on behalf of his body, his bride, and then our families, our communities, our nation, and our home. So let's just continue with prayer as we've been doing. You're welcome to come up here and pray. And pray from the microphone. Just make your voices heard wherever you pray from. And let's just seek the face of the Lord. This is our time to intercede this hour. We can intercede for our nation, for the election, for our government, for Israel, for all the chaos that's going on in the world, world wars, all of the hurricane disaster relief, all of it. Let's go ahead and pray and seek the Lord. Let us come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in our time of need. O Lord of hosts, to you, Lord, I lift up my soul. We want fellowship with you, Lord Jesus. Take us into your loving heart in this sweet hour of intercession. You've told us in Psalm 46 to be still and know that I am God. Lord, help us to just sit in your presence and hear your heart right now. There's so many needs, Lord. We hear the people crying out for their families, for their marriages, for their children, for the lost, for the sick, for the dying, for the brokenhearted. God, we just want to lay hold of your strength, to grab hold of the hem of your garment and draw power for those, Lord, who are weak. Lord, you strengthen us to do that, and that's what we're here to do in this hour, Lord. You are our glory and strength. Lord, I know that you can do everything and that no purpose of yours can be withheld from you. You are mighty to save. Help us to hear your heart in this hour, Lord Jesus.
Lord, we come before you tonight so thankful for who you are, so faithful, so good. We have so much hope because of you. We know this world is crazy and getting crazier and being deceived by the evil one, but Lord, that you give us your truth and your word, and we know what's happening. Thank you for your strength and your power. Lord, help us to be humble before you, recognizing that it's your strength and your wisdom that we need to carry on the fight here. I just thank you so much for your faithfulness in our families. Lord, those of us who have children who are wayward, I do pray, Lord, that you would give us the wisdom and the strength and the love to bring them back to you, Lord, by not threatening them and doing crazy things, but Lord, that we would be just true witnesses to them of people who are truly in love with you. So Lord, change us and cause us to be more faithful. Cause us to be more true to you. Help us, Lord, to put away sin that we might find and exist just in your righteousness. Thank you so much for how perfect you are. Thank you, God, that you love us, that you're patient and kind and generous to us, Lord, even when we fail. So thank you, Lord, for your forgiveness. And Lord, we just ask that you would forgive us as a nation too, and as families and as churches, Lord, that we have failed to live up to what you've called us to. But Lord, cause us, Lord, to have the strength with your Holy Spirit to rise up, call you blessed. You are amazing, Lord, and we have all the hope in the world. Thank you for the hope that we have, that Lord, our job is still to proclaim the gospel to this world. And as long as we have breath, Lord, I pray that you would cause us to stand tall and stand firm and to proclaim your name in these United States and all around the world. And just thank you for my brothers and sisters who are fighting, going to be fighting tonight in Chino Hills School District as they have a meeting tonight. I pray for the warriors to come out, Lord, be praying, and pray for those who are going to be speaking. And I just pray, God, that the gates of hell would be held back and that you would reign in that place. And God, that you would be changing those school boards, Lord, for your glory. Pray for all those children, Lord, who are affected across this nation of evil people who want to get in there and instill the joy and instill the innocence of our children. God, thank you that you care about that, and we know you do. And Lord, help us to be faithful to stand up. And thank you that it's your fight and that we want to call upon your name for the warring that needs to be done. Lord, let us do it in your strength and the power of the Holy Spirit, and help us to be sweet but yet warriors and fighting for the cause that you have called us to. Thank you again, God, for being so faithful, so good. Thank you for the joy that we have in you. And I pray for anybody here, anybody anywhere in the United States right now listening, that you would gird us up with your truth, with your joy, and knowing that you are faithful beyond our wildest imaginations, and that you are strong and powerful, able to save. And thank you again for the gospel that you have given us, Lord, that has changed us. Lord, let it continue to change us, and let us proclaim it to those who don't know you. In your name, amen.
Lord, you tell us in 1 Timothy chapter 2 that we're to pray first for all of, with all supplications and prayers and intercessions and giving of thanks for all men and for all kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and reverence. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Jesus Christ, who gave himself as a ransom to all. Lord, you said that when the righteous prosper, the city rejoices. And God, we see your government here in Isaiah 9:6, where it says, unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given. And the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice from that time forward, even forever. And it's the zeal of the Lord of hosts, Jehovah Sabaoth, who will perform this, Lord. So, Lord, we just pray for all those in authority and in positions of influence in our government on every level, and those, as was just prayed for, who are standing in the gap. Lord, for the innocent among us, Lord. God, they bear, if they're your child, they bear these names as Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. They walk in peace. They have the ability to speak words of wisdom with all your might and all your power, Lord. And so, God, we just pray, according to your word, where you gave your disciples, Lord, when they came before kings and authorities, you said they didn't have to worry about what they would speak, but that at the moment it was needed, the Holy Spirit would give them. So God, we just pray for that a divine anointment all across the land to those you have placed in those positions of power and authority, Lord, that they would move on behalf, Lord, of the innocent and the weak and the needy in our land, to protect them and to counsel and to provide for them. And Lord, we thank you that you have done that and you're going to do it again in a mighty and powerful way in the coming months and years ahead, Lord. Help us, Lord, to do our part, to stand in the gap. Lord, to be a righteous people, that our nation will be filled with righteousness, God. Lord, you say that for the church, Lord, we are to become blameless and harmless, children of God without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom we shine like lights in the world. So, Father, that's from Philippians 2. I just pray, Lord, that we would all take the stand that we're supposed to stand, where you have placed us, whatever position of influence that you have given us, Lord, and to walk blameless and harmless and shine like lights, because it's your light we bear, Lord Jesus. You've given us, Lord, a precious and powerful light to steward. And may we be found faithful in stewarding that light and not hide it under a bushel. But Lord, that it be set on a lampstand to give light not only to the house, but to our city streets, to our communities, to our states, and to our nation, and to the world. So this earth is flooded with your light, that the darkness will be pushed back, and that the glory of the knowledge of the Lord will flood this world as the waters cover the sea. Lord, we praise you for what you are doing, what you have done, and mostly for who you are, because you are Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Psalm 135 says, "Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise him, O you servants of the Lord, you who stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good, and sing praises to his name, for he is pleasant. For the Lord has chosen Jacob for himself, Israel for his special treasure. And for I know that the Lord is great, and our Lord is above all gods. Whatever the Lord pleases, he does in heaven and earth." Lord, we stand in the gap, Lord, for Israel. You say here that they are your special treasure. They are your chosen people. So we pray tonight for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love you. Peace within your walls. Prosperity within your palaces. For the sake of my brethren and companions, I will now say, peace be within you. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your good. Lord, you command a blessing for those who bless Israel, Lord. So we bless Israel. We pray our nation remains, Lord, an ally to Israel and blesses them, Lord. God, we see your power and your glory and what you have done and what you will do. And so we stand on in the gap, Lord, and pray for them. We pray for the salvation of your chosen people, Lord. And we give you glory for the treasure that has been deposited into our laps because of them, Lord Jesus, that we now have the light of salvation. We give you glory in your mighty name.
I will lift up mine eyes into the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He shall not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee shall not slumber. He that keepeth thee shall not slumber or sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul.
Lord, we just want to pray for, there's so many requests coming in for illnesses, operations. People are just needing just a touch from you, Jehovah Rapha. You are a great physician. And God, these weak bodies of ours, Lord, we know that, Lord, while outwardly, Lord, they're frail and they're falling apart and fading away. But inwardly, Lord, we're being renewed every day because of your presence within us and the work that you're doing, Lord. So we give you glory for that. But Lord, I just pray a special touch. Lord, Malachi 4 says, "For you who revere my name, the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing on its wings, and you will go out and leap like calves released from the stall." Lord, I just pray for, Lord, those right now who are just so sick and so weak and so frail, and they just need a touch upon their bodies, their frame. Lord, you've made our bodies fearfully and wonderfully made. God, help them to know, Lord, that pain means that they're alive. Pain's a good thing. It means the flesh is still there. It's alive. It's living. And God, you give it pain as a gift to show us that something's wrong. And Lord, so help us just to have that mindset of understanding when there is those pains and weaknesses. God, you're speaking to us in that. And I just pray your grace. Lord, you say your grace is sufficient for your power is made perfect in weakness. Lord, give them that added grace they need to persevere and to just rest and trust in you, Lord Jesus. And to help them to see themselves as vessels of your mercy, Lord, as they're having to go to doctors or physicians or whoever they come in contact with in the midst of their weakness, they have an opportunity to shine your light, Lord Jesus. So, Lord, we just praise you, Lord, that you use us in our weakness to touch others' lives. Isaiah 40 says, "Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." Lord, strength is your gift. Strength comes from you. That's what this name, Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts, means. It's your strength. You come as our defender. You come as a warrior for us. So, Lord, come into the midst to each one of these needs, their requests, they're crying out to you. Give them a touch of your healing hand, touch of your grace. Help them above all to know, like David and Hannah knew, that your presence is there. They don't have to fight this battle. You've gone ahead of them. Help them to rest in your strength. In your mighty name, I pray.
Father, we come before you, Lord, in the name of the Lord of hosts, Lord, not with closed fists, but God, with open hands. Just asking you to do a work across this nation. Father, as many of us are joining together in prayer, Lord, I pray that you would just give us minds and hearts of unity in your gospel. Father, I pray that you would give us the mind of Christ, Lord, just fill us with humility. Lord, bow us low so that you alone are exalted. Father, I do pray that anything that we count as gain would be as loss, so that we can know Christ. Father, we also just pray for wisdom in your church. Lord, you say that when we ask for your wisdom, Lord, that you will give it abundantly. And Lord, I pray, Lord, that you would just give us your wisdom. Father, I pray that you would just refresh us all with your Holy Spirit, Lord, showing us more of who you are, Lord. Lord, I pray that you would just give us all a deeper and deeper knowledge of who Christ is. Father, you've given us the gift of your word. Lord, I pray that we would not seek the things of this world, but Lord, that we would fix our gaze on heavenly things. And it's in Jesus' name I pray. Dear Lord, I just lift up the churches that, God, are not teaching the full counsel of your word. Father, I pray for conviction in those pastors that truly love you, that they would be just filled with a desire to teach and know all of your word, not just bits and pieces. We know that your word, that Paul says he did not shun to declare to you the whole counsel of God. Father, I pray that there would be more and more churches that would be stepping up and just going through line by line so that their people can know your word. So God, I just pray for conviction. God, thank you that you have placed us in a church that longs to know you. So God, I just pray that there would be a hunger and a thirst in pastors, in individual people to just know you and be filled with you, Lord. And it's in your name.
God, I just want to pray for those who are discouraged, downcast, despairing, depressed. Lord, I pray, speak to their hearts tonight, Lord. You say that you are close to the brokenhearted and you bind up their wounds. David prayed, why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you so disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. All your waves and billows have gone over me, Lord. The Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song will be with me, a prayer to the God of my life. Why are you so downcast, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, the help of my countenance and my God. Lord, help all these precious saints of yours, Lord, who are struggling in these deep, deep, dark, Lord, cloaks of despair that's come upon their lives, Lord, that you are sending word in this season, that you are here. God, your word says it, Lord. Help them to stand on your promise, Lord. Stir them up to know that you are with them, that they are not alone, that you have never left or forsaken them. Psalm 46, Lord, it's the chapter you've given us. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, and though its waters roar and be troubled, and the mountains shake with its swelling. There is a river whose stream shall make glad the city of our God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her just at the break of dawn. The nations raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice and the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord, who has made desolations in the earth. He makes war cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in two, and he burns the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Lord, we praise you for that reminder in this season that you're still on the throne. God, you're in the position of power and authority, and you're coming with a message of love, letting us know that you're still with us. Lord, come and speak to these hearts that are weary and heavy laden. Help them to come to you and unburden themselves and find rest in this season. God, we praise you for this gift that you're giving us. Help us to run to you with all of our hearts. Lord, we love you. as we close our time this evening, I wanted us to put on our spiritual armor, since this is what David had on when he went to battle. This is a prayer that was prayed by Charles Stanley, and it's a prayer I pray almost every day, and it's something we should do every morning before we put our feet on the battleground about us. Put on our spiritual armor from Ephesians 6. Lord, here's what we are preparing, how we are preparing for this day. We put on the belt of truth, Lord, and ask that you help it to make it very clear to us what we are to accept into our life and what we are to reject. Help us to see clearly the motives of others as we deal with them and converse with them. Help us to walk in your truth, making decisions and choices according to your plans and purposes for our lives. Lord, we're putting on the breastplate of righteousness. Guard our emotions today. Protect our heart. Help us to take into our life only those things that are pure and nothing that is poisonous or polluting. Help us to live in integrity and to have a reputation based on doing and saying and believing and thinking and feeling the right things. Help us to live in a right relationship with you every moment of each day. Lord, we put on our spiritual boots, that the shodding our feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Help us to stand and to walk in your peace and to move forward in ways that bring your peace and your love to others. Help us to have full confidence and assurance that come from knowing that we are filled with the peace that only you can give to those who are your children. Help us to be a peacemaker. Show us where to walk and how to walk as you would walk, Lord Jesus. Lord, we're picking up that shield of faith. Help us to trust you to be our victor in every area of our life today. Help us to trust you to defend us and to provide for us and to keep us in safety every hour of the day. Lord, we put on our helmet of salvation. Guard our minds today. Bring to our remembrance all that you've done for us as Savior. Let us live in the hope and confidence that you are saving us, rescuing us, and delivering us from evil. Lord, we pick up the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God, and ask that you would bring to remembrance today the verses of the Bible that we have read and memorized, and help us to apply them to the situations and circumstances that we will face each day. Help us to use your word to bring your light into the darkness of this world and to defeat the enemy when he comes to tempt us. Father, we want to be fully clothed in the identity of Jesus Christ today. We are in Christ. He is in us. Help us to fully realize and accept that he is our truth, our righteousness, our peace, our Savior, the source of our faith, and the ever-present Lord of our life. We want to bring glory to your name, as you are worthy, Lord Jesus. We ask all of this in your glorious, high, and holy name, Lord Jesus. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. Blessings for this evening. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. West Coast time, 9 a.m. East Coast time. Thank you for joining us this evening. God bless you all.